Best independent music from the Bay and beyond. Welcome back. It's Insomnia Radio San Francisco with your host, Scott Tanetti.
And the lovers in their trendy shoes, are staring out different windows of a coffee shop, breaking up over small conversation. Yes, I thought you saw such things, but I was only talking to myself. But you grew tired of the punchlines so long ago that I dream of you in sepia frames. The official explanation is that things were going as planned. There was a half-truth in my lousy poker face, like a toy world secret in its outpour of hurricane. They say you can drown in an inch of water, can't tell flying is breathing. I push my own head under. And the buses are fortune tellers, reading the lines of the city's mangled hand. And the drunks are weaving as if on purpose, avoiding the destination that swallows them like quicksand. Yes, I thought you saw such things, but I was only talking to myself. But you were all checks and balances, and I was always in the red. Breaking your piggy bank shaped heart was our fooling. And the official explanation is that things were going as planned. There was a half truth in my lousy poker face, like a toy boat secret in a tadpole hurricane. They say you can drown in an inch of water, can't tell if lying is breathing. I push my own head under. Our mutual deception got the best of me. Thought we were the same. Shadow boxing, it's all in my head, and it wasn't contagious. Now I'm saying everything is just fine, but that sounds so outrageous. Panhandling punks are bored beyond distraction, like native New Yorkers transplanted to Nebraska. And internet cafe derelicts are pushing cyber plumage across the chat rooms of lonely America. Plumbers posing as lawyers, hardly fooling housewives, posing as Calvin Klein models. The last gasp of inventions sang anywhere but here. Did I hear your mouth the same words once while you were sleeping? And the official explanation is that things were going as planned. There was a half-truth in my lousy poker face, like a toy boat secret in its outpour hurricane. They say you can drown in an inch of water, can't tell if lying is breathing. I push my own head under.
Howdy, gang. Welcome. It's Insomnia Radio San Francisco. My name is Scott, and I have an absolutely horrible sore throat right now. And there's a bunch of kids playing kickball in the park behind my house. So I'm going to muddle through as best as possible. The track you just heard was called Official Explanation. It's from a Los Angeles-based artist named Adam Friedman, and it comes off his brand new album, Best Laid Plans Gone Wrong. You can check him out at myspace.com/Adam Friedman. That's where he updates his site more regularly with show dates and so forth, rather than adamfriedman.com, which does exist, but he generally encourages you to go over to his MySpace page. So check him out if you get a chance. And to open the show, this is episode 38, I believe, of the program. To open up the show was Teenage Porn Star by a band called Vegas De Milo. They're from the Bay Area, and as far as I can tell, there hasn't been any activity for the last several years. They've got band lineups through 2002. Looks like their website was last updated in 2004. So yeah, I don't know if anybody can shoot me any information about them. Please do at scott@insomniaradio.net. But go to vegasdemilo.com. They've got a ton of information, 12 pages of bio history on the band, which I guess, you know, extends back to the early 90s. So they've been around a while, or at least if they've disbanded, they were around for a while. So go check them out. Howdy. How you doing? As I said, I've got kind of a sore throat. I think it's due to allergies. I'm not exactly certain, but this happens to be one of my favorite weeks of the year because it is opening week of baseball, even though my Giants sucked ass last night. And it's Masters week. Now, I've never really talked about it, so most of you probably don't know, but I'm a huge golf nut. Been playing all my life and love watching it and so forth. And the Masters has got to be the pinnacle, even though it comes early in the season, of my golf watching activities, I suppose. And I have been fortunate enough the last couple of years to actually go to the tournament in Augusta, Georgia. I went for the first time in 2004, and I went last year in 2006 with a couple of buddies, had a great time. And it's an amazing place to go. It's like the cathedral of golf. So this week is always fun. The tournament starts this weekend, and I'm very psyched to be watching it. But last year, the reason why I'm kind of going down this road is that last year when I was away at the Masters, I actually came back home after the weekend to find my MacBook Pro waiting for me. I had ordered it the week prior and popped it out of the box, opened up GarageBand, and that weekend actually produced my very first podcast. So what does that mean? That means we're coming up on the one-year anniversary of Insomnia Radio San Francisco. I believe the first episode was actually released April 13th. So that's about a week away, and I'm pretty excited about it. I think it's, I don't know, it's some sort of monumental occasion, I guess. All right, enough boredom. Coming up, I've played them before. It's a band from Canada, and I believe they're from Toronto or somewhere in Ontario. I'm going to have to double check on that. But they're called Uncut, and the track I'm going to play for you is called Kiss Me. Now, in the background vocals, the background vocals are done by a female, and come to find out that the female is actually Melissa Auftermaier, who was the bass player in Hole and Smashing Pumpkins at one point. So I don't know what her connection is with this band, but she actually sings on a bunch of tracks on their album, including this one. Again, it's called Kiss Me, and you are listening to episode 38 of Insomnia Radio San Francisco. right, let's stick with the Canadian theme, folks. From Edmonton in the lovely province of Alberta, this is Keating and their track Black and White. Lovely sounds of Keating. That was our little Canadian block. First, we had Keating from Edmonton, and then we had, or previously to that, we had Uncut, and they are from Toronto, I did verify. And Uncut with their track Kiss Me, with backing vocals by Melissa Oftermauer, and Keating with Black and White. Check out Keating over at keatingmusic.com, and Uncut is, I think, the uncutband.com, or just go to myspace.com/uncutband. As you know, links will be on the show notes, so I don't need to waste all your time spewing out URLs that mean nothing to you right now if you're at the gym or in the car or doing something else besides sitting in front of the computer. All right. I don't have a ton to say. I think I kind of shot my wad early in the show talking about the Masters and golf and the one-year anniversary of this program rapidly approaching. And so given the sore throat, I'm probably not going to try to, you know, spend all my time talking. I think a lot of this is allergy-driven, too. It's just driving me crazy. Coming up is one of my absolute faves, and I gushed over them a few episodes ago. I think I played them on episode 35. It's the Winter Sounds out of Athens, Georgia. And people, I cannot get enough of this EP. It's called The Land of No Output. And I urge you to go check them out at myspace.com/thewintersounds. Find out how to get the album. I'm going to post links on the show notes for where you can go get it. And I cannot wait for their new album to be released this summer. It's just amazing. I still listen to it about two or three times a day. I can't get enough. So here's another song. It's called Sound Forged Like Spine. And it's just, it's one of those that if you listen to it enough, you just can never get it out of your head. So enjoy the winter sounds. Hope you enjoyed that track from the Winter Sounds. Again, it was called Sound Forged Like Spine, and myspace.com/thewintersounds will give you all of their info. Now, to close out the show, I've got two more tracks for you, both Bay Area bands. I hope you didn't think that I abandoned the San Francisco Bay Area by playing artists from Los Angeles and Canada and Athens, Georgia. I just like this. There's a plane overhead. Hope you can't hear it. Anyhow, coming up, The Slicks with their track Maybe. They are from just down the road from me in San Ramon, California. And to close out the show, a brand new song from Foxtail Somersault, and it's called Escalator. Now, I played them way back in, I think, episode 9, I think, the Cool Waves episode. But anyhow, check them out. I will post the links to their respective band sites and hopefully go try to shake this sore throat. I think some tea with honey and lemon is definitely in order. So without further ado, The Slicks, followed by Foxtail Somersault, followed by the Insomnia Radio San Francisco outro. Check out the show notes and the site at sf.insomniaradio.net. Contact me, Scott, at insomniaradio.net, and I'll see you next week, guys. Take care.
Her name's Miss America. They play a song on the radio in her game. Sad, tragic dose of being played so blatantly so. She says he's changed. She says everything has now changed. But maybe my true love says it bothers me. But lately my true love haunts me in my dreams. Maybe
You've been listening to IR San Francisco with Scott Tinetti, part of the Insomnia Radio regional family of shows. If you'd like to learn more about the bands you heard on this episode, visit sf.insomniaradio.net, or to subscribe, feeds.feedburner.com/IRSF, or look for us in iTunes.